So now Nyaya is the first of the systems. The philosophy of logic and reasoning. The Nyaya system of philosophy was established by the sage Gautama, as he was also known as Akshapada. This system is also sometimes referred to as the Akshapada system. Nyaya philosophy, because Nyaya itself is the topic of the 14 books. So then you have Nyaya as the method of logic and reasoning, and then you have it as its own philosophy. You understand? Like that. So that's probably also why it's sometimes called the Akshapada system, because then you know it's the philosophy. Nyaya philosophy is primarily concerned with the conditions of correct knowledge and the means of receiving this knowledge. Nyaya is predominantly based on reasoning and logic, and therefore is also known as Nyaya Vidya, or Tarka Shastra, the science of logic and reasoning. Because this system analyzes the nature and source of knowledge, and its validity and non-validity, it is also referred to as Anvikshiki, which means the science of critical study. Using systematic reasoning, this school of philosophy attempts to discriminate valid knowledge from invalid knowledge. So here also this anvikshiki then would be the, basically it means the combination where you're using logic with philosophy. Right? So generally all philosophy is presented logically. So when you make sure that it's presented that way, and that combination, in other words, you study the process of logic, then from that you study your philosophy and see that when you're presenting it in that logical fashion. Right? That's anvikshiki. So then this can also be. We understand? So there's an overlap? In other words, Nyaya is there so that one can properly analyze things, right? And especially then philosophy would be analyzed. So then that combination is anvikshiki. But here then, Gautama, then that becomes basically his search for knowledge, is what is correct and not correct knowledge. Right? He's not starting from the premise, here's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's not talking about Vedanta. Supreme Personality of Godhead, and then using Nyaya to see that we're understanding properly and progressing properly. Right? What's happening here is he's using logic, you know, as a philosophy to try to find out what is the truth. Does that make sense? So that's why then it's considered the, you know, lower form, because you're not starting with actually an understanding of the absolute. This philosophy asserts that obtaining valid knowledge of the external world and its relationship with the mind and self is the only way to attain liberation. Right? So instead of starting from spiritual knowledge and then understanding your position here, how the material world is the reflection of that spiritual position, then he's starting from here, and it's through what you see and logic applied to that, that you'll actually get liberated. Right? In other words, they're following the process backwards. It's not that we don't do those things, but we already know where we're going, what is there. And there's an ultimate goal, which is to develop love for God. And so to do that, you must remove your love for the material world. Right, so the process of removing your attachment to the material world, that's liberation. You understand? And the process of developing your love for Krishna, that's devotion. Right? So when your purpose on analyzing the world to remove your attachments is so that you can develop love for Krishna, then that becomes part of the devotional process, part of sadhana bhakti. Right? That's buddhi yoga. Does that make sense? Right, so here he's only taking half of this, and he's not actually understanding what is this material world, because he's going by his senses, seeing the material world, then applying his logic on that to come up with things. Right? Does that make sense? And so his interpretation of the Vedas will be that they're discussing the material world. Does that make sense? And, you know, inferring that liberation is what you're trying to obtain. Right? Does that make sense? If one masters the logical techniques of reasoning and